知行英语 Listen and share.
Call 911. 拨打911。Jennifer and Amanda were very good friends. Now in college, they have been friends since grade school. Jennifer was a smart, intelligent one. Amanda was the fun-loving, kind of sluttish one. One night, Amanda was chatting on the internet while Jennifer did her calculus homework. Amanda was singing along with her headphones.And annoying Jen quite a bit. Shut up, Amanda. You're being annoying. Jen snapped. What's your problem? Amanda asked, defensively. Nothing, just keep it down, okay?
Okay, no problem,
Amanda replied. Jennifer went on doing her homework. As Amanda chatted, suddenly Amanda squealed with delight.
Guess what, Jen?
Jennifer sighed.
What?
David wants to meet me tomorrow night.
Who? You know, my internet boyfriend.
Amanda said impatiently.
Great, replied Jennifer.
Amanda, a little put out by her friend's lack of enthusiasm, sighed off the internet and decided to go to bed.
Night, Jen.
Replied Jennifer.詹妮佛和 Amanda 是非常好的朋友，他们的友谊从小学时候就开始了，现在又进了同一所大学。詹妮佛很聪明机灵，而 Amanda 还出洋相，有点不拘小节。有一天晚上，詹妮佛在写微积分作业，Amanda 则是上网聊天，她一边上网一边对着耳机的话筒唱歌。 Jennifer 让她给惹烦了。
闭嘴 Amanda, 烦死了，
Jennifer 厉声喊道。
怎么了？
Amanda 问，大有为自己辩护的态势。
没什么，小声点行吗？
好的， Amanda 回答说。接下来 Jennifer 接着做作业，而 Amanda 继续聊着天。突然 Amanda 高兴地大叫起来，
你猜有什么好事 Jen?
Jennifer 叹了口气，
是什么？大卫明天晚上想和我见面。
谁？
你知道的，
我网上的男朋友。 Amanda 有点不耐烦了。
不错，
Jennifer 回答说。听到好友有气无力的敷衍， Amanda 有点泄气，于是关了电脑准备睡觉了。
晚安 Jen。
Jennifer 回答道。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
Jennifer and Amanda were very good friends.
詹妮佛和 Amanda 是非常好的朋友。
Now in college, they have been friends since grade school.
他们的友谊从小学时候就开始了，现在又进了同一所大学。
Jennifer was a smart, intelligent one. Amanda was the fun-loving, kind of sluttish one.
詹妮佛很聪明机灵，而 Amanda 还出洋相，有点不拘小节。
One night, Amanda was chatting on the internet while Jennifer did her calculus homework.
有一天晚上，詹妮佛在写微积分作业， Amanda 则是上网聊天。
Amanda was singing along with her headphones and annoying Jen quite a bit.
她一边上网一边对着耳机的话筒唱歌。 Jennifer 让她给惹烦了。
Shut up, Amanda. You're being annoying. Jan snapped.
闭嘴 ,Amanda. 烦死了。
Jennifer 厉声喊道。
What's your problem? Amanda asked, defensively.
怎么了? Amanda 问,大有为自己辩护的态势。
Nothing, just keep it down, okay?
没什么,小声点行吗?
Okay, no problem,
Amanda replied.
哦,好的。Amanda 回答说。
Jennifer went on doing her homework.
接下来 ,Jennifer 接着做作业。
As Amanda chatted, suddenly, Amanda squealed with delight.
Guess what, Jen? Jennifer sighed. What?
而 Amanda 继续聊着天。突然 ,Amanda 高兴地大叫起来。你猜有什么好事 ,Jen?
Jennifer 叹了口气。
什么?
David wants to meet me tomorrow night.
大卫明天晚上想和我见面。
Who? You know, my internet boyfriend.
Amanda said impatiently.
啊谁?你知道的啊,我网上的男朋友。Amanda 有点不耐烦了。
Great, replied Jennifer.
好,不错。
Jennifer 回答说。
Amanda...A little put out by her friend's lack of enthusiasm, sighed off the internet and decided to go to bed.
听到好友有气无力的敷衍 ,Amanda 有点泄气,于是关了电脑准备睡觉了。
Night, Jen. Replied Jennifer.
晚安 ,Jen.
Jennifer 回答道。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Kind of, 有点，有几分。与短语 a kind of 没有任何关系。这个短语经常用在口语当中，表达一种大概含糊的语气。文中的 kind of sluttish one, 其实就相当于 a little bit sluttish。例如 ,she looks kind of pale after her illness, 她病后面色有点苍白。
Chat on the internet,
上网聊天，这里列举与上网有关的几个常用短语
Chat online
上网聊天 Chat on QQ MSN 用 QQ 或者 MSN 聊天
Surf the internet
Get on the internet
Be online
上网，还有下文中的 Sign off the internet 断开网络，下网与上网相对。
Shut up,
闭嘴，还可以写成 shut your mouth, 但是要注意这个短语有贬义的色彩，相当于是骂人，不能够随便使用。
No prob,
no problem 的缩写，口语当中经常会出现缩写的形式，但是表达的意思是不变的。例如这个 no prob, 还有下文的 night, 完整的句子应该是 good night, 晚安。
UM
也可以写成 UMM, 感叹词嗯，用来表示怀疑或者不确定，或者说话犹豫时插入一个暂停。在说话中，人们有时停顿进行措辞，这时就会用一些语气词，常用的有。另外 ,you know 在口语中作为语气词也很常用。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。